This is a long correspondent report from Ron Corbin in Bangkok, titled Asia Rice. Intro. The cost of rice is expected to climb over the coming months as an improving global economy raises demand and drought cuts production in countries such as India. Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok. Text. Some economists say prices for rice, the staple food for much of the world's population, could be returning to levels that sparked inflation fears in much of Asia last year. Charuk Singhapricha is Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Economics at Thailand's Khasetsart University. He says prices, especially for Thai rice, are being pushed higher by new customers coming into the market after the economic slowdown of the past year.
There are many new markets for the Thai rice, and also we still have for the, the our old customer, right, China and also some Arab country, still our main market, they increase the demands.
Prices on the global market could again near the record above $1,000 a ton set in the middle of 2008. This month, export prices for Southeast Asian rice have jumped from about $550 a ton or less to more than $650. Vichai Sripasert, Honorary President of the Thai Rice Exporters Association, says further weakness in the US dollar and concerns over drought in India add to pressure on prices.
The dollar weakness also contributes to this. The weather, the rumors about weather condition in India, in China, Australia, elsewhere are also contributing to it. Most people believe the dollar will continue to be weaker and weaker. If this turns out to be true, then other commodities, rice and oil, gold, will all go up in price.
Market experts say next year India is likely to try to import 3 million tons of rice, tapping the world market for the first time in 21 years because of a drought. Vichai also warns that increasing demand for biofuels from grain could reduce food crops, forcing the price of food grains higher.
This is very, very serious. That's why I think that the rice price will not go back to the level that we used to see. It would have to be elevated at a higher level, but I do not know where.
The Philippines this week said it is cutting rice imports because of high prices, even though the country lost more than 1 million tons of grain to typhoons this year. Officials from Vietnam, a leading export competitor with Thailand, predict prices will reach about $800 a ton by the middle of 2010. This week, the Philippines National Food Authority offered almost $665 a ton for 600,000 tons of Vietnamese rice. Economists say higher food prices will only increase the problems faced by the region's poor, who are highly dependent on rice as a staple food. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.
There are many new markets for the Thai rice, and also we still have for the, the our old customer, right, China and also some Arab country, still our main market, they increase the demands.
The dollar weakness also contributes to this. The weather, the rumors about weather condition in India, in China, Australia, elsewhere are also contributing to it. Most people believe the dollar will continue to be weaker and weaker. If this turns out to be true, then other commodities, rice and oil, gold, will all go up in price. This is very, very that's why I think that the rice price will not go back to the level that we used to see. It would have to be elevated at a higher level, but I do not know where.